This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
What's on your mind? Got some open phone time for whatever is on your mind this hour. So call us at 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. You can call the Be the Buffalo hotline at 855-200-1776. Petra Serve USA, our fine sponsor this hour, where they're serving up home cooking and grab-and-go convenience today. If you're traveling I-94, Valley City, cruise on out to exit 292. Head north when you get off that exit for home cooking and grab-and-go convenience. Easy in-and-out access for our trucker friends, too. Beef tips and gravy, scalloped potatoes and ham there today. Traveling I-29, I do Harwood for Tater Tot Hot Dish. 12th Avenue North for beefy enchilada skillets. If you're doing Highway 10 East, how about Glendon for lasagna today? Downtown Swedish meatballs at the NP Avenue store. You get the idea. Or West Main Avenue, West Fargo, which you can come at from 94 or 29, is macaroni and beef hot dish. Not kidding you. Petroserve USA, helping America feel better. 271-1100, 258-0550. Big news today will be the beginning of the trial of Derek Chauvin, who's the police officer that is now world famous because he was using something from his training manual as a restraining mechanism of last resort against George Floyd. And I think I've heard the whole case. Jerry Blackwell is the prosecuting attorney. He says that George Floyd was killed by excessive force. And he's saying the reason we know that is because the people saw something that caused them to stop and take note. And then they shot video, acting as if that's some sort of a new thing. I mean, these vigilantes that think they know more than law enforcement officers are sadly today probably representing more than 50% of the population 30 and under. We saw it at Dapple. Oh, we'll just shove a camera in their face and then we can be mean to them and taunt them. I was shocked to hear who they plan to rely on as the witnesses for this. And they're showing this the scene everybody's seen. I'm going to admit something to you. When I saw what they saw, and when I saw that video, I thought this officer was an idiot. I thought he was an absolute idiot. You know, why? He's restrained. Kevin, does he have cuffs on right now? He does, doesn't he? Floyd's got cuffs on. Yep. Okay, he's restrained, and the law enforcement officer is restrained. If you just see that, and by the way, Keith Ellison, in all his wisdom as attorney general, made sure you only saw that. The other video you didn't see. Here's what will change your opinion. And this is why every single piece of quote-unquote evidence that you see anymore, any piece of video that says, aha, look what happened, anymore, you have to be very, very cautious on what you're seeing and why you believe. We have an information war going on in this country, folks, flat out. And the mainstream media is 100% culpable. They're corrupt. I could give you examples of that from what I saw at the border, from what they're telling you. I could give you examples of what Joe Biden says is happening at the border and what I saw. And one is fairly called a lie, deception, and deceit. And the other one is a fact. I can say that because I saw it with my own eyes. What I saw in the Derek Chauvin video that you haven't seen is Derek Chauvin refusing arrest. I'm sorry, George Floyd refusing arrest to the officer Derek Chauvin and other officers there, someone that we now know was higher than a kite on fentanyl. I've heard some reports that what he did actually was ingest the stuff he knew he was going to get busted for. Have you heard that, Kevin?
Yeah.
That he already was on fentanyl,
yep.
And then he had some in his pocket, and so he took it all, okay? He took it all.
Yep.
And then obviously went into this crazy rage, and he did it while he was in his car, and the cops were responding to the store to a robbery, all right? Now, I don't want anybody to die. I think George Floyd is every bit as much as of God's child as is the officer or anybody else. But to take one sliver of the story and act like the people watching this somehow know more than those officers from the point they were called to this till now is what's wrong with America today. It's ridiculous. Listen to Jerry Blackwell and who he tells us is going to be the star witnesses in this case, who are these street vigilantes, I'll call them, who are going to take law enforcement into their own hands. Listen.
You are going to hear from one of the bystanders, Charles McMillan. And Charles McMillan is going to talk to you about the excessive force that he saw Mr. Chauvin displaying on May 25th. And he will tell you.
He will tell me what?
Looked at him and the other bystanders who were calling out for Mr. Floyd's life. He will tell you what he saw in terms of Mr. Chauvin never letting up and getting up on his body. You will be able to observe Mr. Chauvin's body language for yourself in the video and determine what that language says to you. So I'm going to show you in a moment one of the videos that you're going to see in this trial, just to kind of tee up for you what will be the essence of what we will be focused on in the trial. I need to tell you ahead of time that the video is graphic, that it can be difficult to watch. It is simply the nature of what we're dealing with in this trial, ladies and gentlemen. You're going to see any number of videos from the police officers who had body-worn cameras on. But you're also going to see videos from the bystanders, normal folks, the bystanders. You're going to see these bystanders, a veritable bouquet of humanity, these bystanders. You'll see here a little girl who's wearing a green shirt on the right with the words love on the green shirt.
Oh, of course.
I won't say her name now because she's a minor, but she is going to come and talk with you about what she saw.
Okay.
Next to her in the blue pants is her cousin, who at the time was also a minor.
What was she
so
wearing?
I won't tell you her name, but she's also
a minor
come in and talk to you.
What did her shirt say?
Cousin was taking the younger one to Cup Foods to be able to pick up candy and snacks when they came upon what was happening with Mr. Chauvin and Mr. Floyd on the ground.
Candy.
Next to
candy and snacks.
The young woman in the blue pants is Genevieve Hansen, the first responder who tried to intervene to check his pulse and to check on Mr. Floyd. She's going to come and testify to you. Next to her is a young man named Donald Williams, trained with a security background. He's also trained in mixed martial arts, who was very excited and alarmed about what he saw in the exchange between Mr. Chauvin on top of George Floyd. He's going to come in and testify to you. So
everybody,
any number of these bystanders and others also will be coming in to talk with you. And so they come from the broad spectrum of humanity, different races, different genders. You have older people, younger people.
Okay, all right, I got enough of it.
Yeah.
Well, what he's saying is armchair quarterbacks are going to come in and tell you what is the proper level of force. And by the way, one of them had love on their shirt, and she's a minor. I can't tell you her name, but I can have her testify. You know, but the only person I heard qualified in that conversation was the first responder. Okay? But did the first responder see everything that happened? Folks, let me make a prediction. Derek Chauvin is not going to jail. Derek Chauvin is going to be acquitted.
Boy.
He is not going to be. This is ridiculous.
Ooh.
This is ridiculous.
I hate hearing that.
Well,
I think you might be right, but I hate hearing that. Why do I hate hearing that?
Because you know what follows it.
Yes.
But that doesn't mean Derek Chauvin should go to jail so
that's
people
right.
don't break things.
I know. I got it.
That's called rule of law.
Absolutely.
This is ridiculous.
Absolutely.
And by the way, if you were right now, say 18, 19, 20, 21 years old, would you say, you know, I think I'm going to go into law enforcement so I can follow my training manual and do what I'm told to do to restrain people who are on fentanyl, who have a criminal record, who have resisted every bit of a force, and I'm going to use the last measure, and then I'm going to go to jail.
Okay, let me qualify one thing you said there. First of all, that is in a training manual until, as I understand it, until the perpetrator is restrained. He was on his
well, you can
he was on his front.
Right.
He's handcuffed with his hands behind his back. A knee on the back would have been just fine to keep him there.
Debate?
I know.
Debate?
I know.
The use of force.
And again,
debate whether this is, can be used. Now, I understand they've taken it out. They've since said you can't do this anymore, law enforcement officer.
I know. Yep.
So that tells you there was a change in what was previously allowed. He followed the rules. The only video that should matter is the video from the moment law enforcement encountered this gentleman until he was put on a stretcher.
Can I make one really educated comment about being put on the stretcher, too? If you watch that video, I can't imagine any EMT, paramedic, that would allow a victim who's had his neck leaned on for 9 minutes to be tossed around the way they tossed him around. Number one rule when you have a head injury, control the head.
Why did they?
Head and neck. You never let that head move. They yanked him. They rolled him over.
But who was doing that?
Those two guys that showed up in the ambulance.
Yeah.
They weren't even EMTs. They had brown, like they had cop uniforms on. I was like, what is he doing?
Very interesting.
As a ski patrol, I was like, oh my gosh. I mean, control the gentleman's head.
Yeah, I agree. It was not
his neck could be broken.
But again, that's first responders. That's not law enforcement.
Well, they should know what they're doing.
I agree.
Doesn't matter. He's unconscious.
Conway and Fargo is first to go. Then Ryan's after him. Other lines open on whatever you'd like to talk about today on What's On Your Mind. 800-228-0550. We'll continue after this. Don't go away.
The University of Mary is grateful for the healthcare workers and teachers that take care of our community in times of crisis. That's why we are offering all teachers and healthcare workers a thank you scholarship valued at the tuition cost of your first class. Don't delay. Deposit by April 30th to receive your first class free. Visit online.umary.edu and use the code SCOTT to waive your application fee.
Right here, right now. Is where life happens, where you do you, the dreams that grip you, for a life that moves you. At First International Bank and Trust, we're passionate about putting you and your family's needs first, so you can focus on what matters most. What are you living for? First International Bank and Trust. Live first. Member FDIC. Equal Housing Lender.
Ethanol brings energy and agriculture together. We're chatting with Brian Markegaard today, process engineer for Dakota Spirit, part of the Midwest Ag Energy family, in Spiritwood. What if ethanol went away? What would that mean for corn farmers? What does that mean for North Dakota?
There's about 40 employees here at the plant, right around 40. So those jobs would be gone. They're very good paying jobs. So those positions would be gone from the community, which we saw with Cargill moving out, the number of jobs that left the community. And then just from the ability to process that corn right here makes a big impact, again, with the farm community, which in this part of the world supports the local community through buying equipment and all the other things that farmers are spending money on as well. And then the trickle effect of all that money in the community is huge.
Ethanol and agriculture are one, and building better communities. Find out more at ndethanol.org.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
What's On Your Mind, 20 past the hour, brought to you by DAC Diesel. All things diesel are better with a trip to DAC Diesel or a call to DAC Diesel. And if you're a dealer that would like to take on an anti-gel product that they have, 4-plus additive, turbo cleaner, super clean, that helps with everything related to that regen deal. You know, if you got the regen issues, You need this additive, and it is proven to work. So call CJ and the team at DAG Diesel today, 701-258-5011. If you're having any issues at all, repair, maintenance, they're going to save you so much money by doing it right. Coming up on 3 decades of experience to every job, they'll even come to you. They'll even come to you if the job requires it. 701-258-5011 or online at DACDiesel.com. Conway and Fargo, you're next on What's On Your Mind. Go ahead.
Okay, this is going to take a minute, but I'm going to throw it all out there. That first responder is something you bought up first, and she was going to testify that she could have saved him if it was given enough time, like she was God. She doesn't know that he's OD or something like that. Now, I refereed and I coached wrestling for quite a while, and when my wrestlers are out there on the mat or I'm out on the mat and I can talk, the referee says, if you can talk, you can breathe. So for that 9 minutes, that's a long time to hold your breath. So I don't think that was a big problem. Plus, that was part of the training video. Now, he has 9 arrests, and he had a video in 2019 showing him the same behavior where he said, I can't breathe. No, he didn't say, I can't breathe. He said, I'm afraid you're going to shoot me, blah, blah, blah. And in that time, he was rubbing his head to the hand and the dash and the seat, and he was putting fentanyl in there. When he got pulled over, and when he died, same thing. In his seat, passenger seat, there's fentanyl. When he got in the police cruiser, fentanyl rubbed into the seat. So he knew what he was doing. I think this is all part of an act. Now, he didn't need to die, but I think he overdosed on his fentanyl. Now, here, the judge said the drug's not on trial. It's the cop's procedures, which the cop was trained to do that. And it's on his, like you said, on his training manual. Now, I think it's unfair that they gave $27 million just before the trial or during the trial started, you know, where they were interviewing jurors. And then every day those jurors have to walk past the protesters and TV cameras and Black Lives Matter things. He's not getting a fair trial. That's what I got to say.
Well, what you said was a lot, but it was very, very, very poignant. The best thing I'm focused on is the fact that you're a wrestling coach. That what you said,
yeah,
wrestling
coach?
Coach
wrestling, yes.
Because I said the same thing. I said, how is he talking if he can't breathe? Right? I mean,
right.
And I heard what he said. And again, for the judge to say the drugs aren't on trial, the excessive force is, you might as well cancel the trial right now. Just say the guy's guilty then. Because
right.
if you're so myopically focused on excessive force, never mind that it's in the manual, here's what really bugs me about, I'll say kids today, but it isn't just kids. It's, you know, Gen X, millennials, whatever. They think they know more than anybody. And they've got a camera. And so, by golly, they're going to tell you how wrong you are. Now, imagine if you're a law enforcement officer that's endured, I don't know, an hour and 90 minutes of this guy resisting arrest. And you got to watch the whole video. You cannot rely on what they're going to show you over and over. And by the way, that is part of the deception. You've not seen the whole video unless you hunted for it like I did, because they didn't want you to see it. They tried for a good half hour to get him in the car, and he would not go in the car. So, again, this guy's hyped up on drugs. They see it all the time. They're following their procedures. And you know what? They got all kinds of people shouting at him, saying, what are you doing? Cop, you're just trying to kill that guy. What are you doing? I'm a first responder. Let him breathe. I know what I'm talking about. Imagine doing your job while people are yelling and screaming at you like that, doing that. Imagine that.
But the video in 2019, the judge said, cannot be shown because it would perjure or bias the jurors, because that's how effective it is.
Now, I've forgotten about the 2019 video. Different arrest, you mean?
The different arrest where he was doing the same thing. I'm afraid you're going to shoot. He's running his hands up and down. He's like, put your hands on the dash, and he's rubbing it in his hair, and he's putting his hands behind his back and all over the place where he's rubbing the fentanyl and breaking it up. And they said it's so bad and that it would perjure or bias the jurors. So they're not going to allow to see it unless the defense makes a mistake. Prosecution makes a mistake where they can use that evidence to defend it.
Wow. Yeah, very good insight. And I think they ought to call a wrestling coach rather than a teenage girl with love on her shirt. Because, first of all, I have no problem with eyewitnesses that are not of legal age. I mean, everybody ought to be able to be heard. But imagine that little girl having had all of this community suggest all of this is happening, and then she's going to come in and actually say what happened or have to be cross-examined. That seems like child abuse to me. You have the kind of testimony that ought to be there. Hey, I'm a wrestling coach.
Wait a minute. You know, as a first responder, did you see that accident this weekend where that guy fell out and got killed in D.C.?
Yeah, I did.
They were helping the two young people out of the car.
Kevin did. I didn't.
Yeah, I saw it. What about it?
How's that relevant? Don't tell me how you're connecting
the
dots.
Observers, somebody at the accident scene, they see something going on. They don't know that the guy was carjacked. They're just there to help. When I'm a first responder, when I come up to a scene, I'm like, you got to, you know, triage and try to figure out what's going on and who needs the help first and be able to see who needs it the most and who can you save, who can't you save. So to sit there and say that, you know, this weekend, that accident was an example of why aren't they saving the guy or giving CPR to the guy next to the wall? I was in the military. You know, my first thing would be like, that guy needs help right away. But they're helping people out of the car, but I would have gone right to that person being against the wall.
I would have, too. And they're telling everybody to stay back from the car, of course. But that guy is unconscious, and he's clearly injured, and he needs assistance. It's the first thing we do.
Wow.
Exactly.
Wow. Great stuff, Conway. Call again. You are an expert witness. Our callers think these things true. People that are in the middle of the heat of it, I mean, they better balance this out. It's just disgusting to me because it's not the United States of America. It's just not. Ryan, you wanted to weigh in on this as well. Go ahead, Ryan.
Hey, thanks, guys, for taking my call. Appreciate it. To whatever degree, Floyd may have been high on fentanyl at the time that all this happened. It is very, very relevant and even potentially exculpatory because you can absorb enough fentanyl through your skin by touching it to kill an average-sized man, and fentanyl kills by stopping your breathing. Knowing what I know now about how all this went down, it sounds to me like Derek Chauvin is guilty of, at most, negligent homicide, if that, and refusing to allow potentially exculpatory evidence to whatever degree fentanyl may have contributed to Floyd's death looks to me a lot like prosecutorial misconduct.
Yeah, I think this guy's going to be Marsha Clark before we're done here, the prosecuting attorney, and I agree with you. I think on how this thing was charged, I think there are just so many issues with this. That, you know, again, they're showing the coroner's report now saying he died by homicide. He died because he couldn't breathe. I mean, although he had fentanyl in his system, they have to admit that. You know, what else in the heat of what was happening down there is a coroner going to say? This is the issue. I mean, factually, tell us everything you know. Don't decide it's homicide. That's obviously for a court to decide, not for some coroner to say about a cop, as if the cop got up that day and said, I'm going to kill anybody that tries to rob a store that happens to be on drugs. Look, we can't do this to law enforcement. They should be held accountable, no doubt about it, but not prosecuted by mob.
Hi, this is Shane Tibiotowski, NMLS 194550 from People's Home Equity Mortgage. Being a military combat veteran myself, giving back to our veterans is very important to me. People's Home Equity features VA and military home loans. Also, special discounts are available to purchase or refinance. To learn more, call me, Shane Tibiotowski, at 701-390-1674. At 390-1674, or visit us at peopleshomeequity.com.
It's time to visit your Northern Region New Holland dealer to see the latest over 100 horsepower tractors from New Holland. They use leading-edge EcoBlue high ESCR engine technology for increased power, torque, and fuel efficiency, as well as Tier 4B emissions compliance. That's New Holland Smart. Choose from T7, Genesis T8, and T9 series tractors up to 620 rated horsepower. Explore the power of blue today at your local Northern Region New Holland dealer.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The Ever Given is free from the banks of the Suez Canal, clearing way for traffic to resume. Aided by the moon and the tides, the giant container ship was removed from the shore Monday afternoon after 5 days of blocking the vital trade route. Authorities in Nashville, Tennessee say 4 people were killed and 130 rescued after near record levels of rainfall caused significant flooding across the region. The Nashville Office of Emergency Management said in a Sunday morning update that emergency responders were continuing to make rescues in the aftermath of the storm. Police in Maryland had to deal with a potential blast from the past after a resident discovered a live cannonball from the Civil War. The Maryland State Fire Marshal said the bomb squad were dispatched to Frederick County on March 22nd after their device was discovered by a homeowner. Bomb technicians conducted diagnostics and determined the fusing mechanism was still intact. The bomb was taken to Beaver Creek Quarry and Hagerstown for disposal. USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Mind brought to you today by our friends in Tioga. That's the oil capital of North Dakota. That's right. A lot of history there. Hess is headquartered there. Long history in the community, going back to the gas plant and obviously their oil production as well. There is an average annual income in Tioga, North Dakota of $73,000. Now, that's not the case for a lot of communities in America. So if you're looking for an opportunity, a great place to live, a great education system where they focus on technologies like drones and 3D printers and electronics and coding opportunities, preparing their students for success into the 21st century. Check out Tioga. Experience a different point of view. TiogaND.org. That's TiogaND.org. Our next guest is Ken Cuccinelli. And Ken was a later addition to the Trump administration, but a very important addition to the Trump administration, because his role, as I recall, and he'll tell us more specifically about what that role did, but what I took Ken's job is to say, look, here's the priorities of the Trump administration. Let's take securing the border as an example. Every agency of the government needs to understand that's a priority of the Trump administration. And that's how you drain the swamp. That's how you take it on. Very important mission. Ken, thanks for joining us. Glad to have you back. How are you?
I'm doing well. Always a pleasure.
So give yourself and the Trump administration a grade, if you will, a report card on that effort. I realize, I've got good friends that worked in the White House who tell me the day they walked in there, 80% of the apparatus of the White House and the executive branch were against them. And it improved to 50% by the time they were done. But imagine any of us going to work every day with half of the place we work being against us. It's amazing. Anything you judge Donald Trump on, you should look at through that prism. But how did you guys do in getting a whole of government approach to the priorities of the Trump administration, would you say?
Well, that's certainly the right filter to look through. But, the results speak for themselves, where you have a president now who's got a swarming border. We literally have Democrats and media people, but I repeat myself, interviewing illegal immigrants coming over the border saying, did you come during Trump? Oh, no. Why would I do that? I couldn't get in then. Well, why are you coming now? Well, Biden says I can come in. And, that is almost a story for the tale of two cities, so to speak. It was a different story then. And what the president had to do to fight through Congress, and even when the Republicans had the Congress for 2 years, think of what they did. Oh, nothing. Just about nothing. Supportive of the president in the immigration space. He pried wall money out, but But if you think about when that got built, the first 100 miles didn't hit until January of 2020. And from there to the following January, when he left office, we got 365 more miles. Basically, I never really thought about it that way. It was just about a mile a day for his last year.
Yeah, and
had we had cooperation with Congress earlier, we could have walled up a lot more of the border.
And one important addition to the team on wall building was my friend Tommy Fisher, Fisher Industries, who promised all along you could build a mile a day. And once the Corps finally gave up fighting him and the other contractors said, look, yeah, we need everybody in this, you know, things really sailed. And sadly, Tommy Fisher has been told, and other contractors have been told by the Department of Homeland Security last week, you're fired. It's no longer a stand down. It's a go away. And if you want your money, try and sue us. You'll never get it, and we'll wait you out. Direct communication from the Department of Homeland Security to all of the contractors building a wall. What do you think of that, Ken?
First of all, it's abusive. Second of all, it's a waste of money. You know, and if you go back to more than a decade ago, when the first wall bills were put up there, I mean, Feinstein, Schumer voted for this stuff. I think, who knows, maybe Obama did. He was there in 06, 08, that time period. Maybe Biden did, too. I mean, this is not controversial stuff, securing the border, or at least it didn't used to be. To the radical left, it's controversial. When you listen to Mayorkas talk, listen to how he uses the word inhumane. You will find that he uses the word in a place in his remarks where it refers to enforcing the law. That's it. Any enforcement of the law to Alejandro Mayorkas is inhumane. I don't think it's inhumane to America's poor people to keep hundreds of thousands of new people from coming over the border to compete with them at the low end of our economic scale. In 2019, we reached, with the tough Trump immigration policies, we reached the lowest poverty rate in recorded history ever, 10.4%. That's the lowest anyone has ever achieved, and it was achieved under this president, and not just because of deregulation and taxes, because that, while it's good for the economy, doesn't single out poor people for help. Being tough on illegal immigration particularly helps our poor people, so that their wages rose disproportionately more in 2019 than anybody else.
Ken Cuccinelli is our guest for a couple more minutes here. He is the former Deputy Homeland Security Secretary in the Trump administration. Ken, I was at the border last week, and I've come back with a level of trauma that I can't even describe. And I'm not being cute, because I realize the trauma is – but it is so disturbing to me that one Midwest radio guy goes down and spends a couple days in McAllen, Texas, and then Del Rio, Texas, and with my own eyes – see hundreds and hundreds of illegal immigrants come across, and they know there's no harm going to be done to them. They literally say, where's Border Patrol? They're given to Border Patrol. They're now purchased tickets for them to be sent anywhere. I was at the McAllen Airport with Customs and BP, and I was told, these people ahead of you, right here, Scott, are going through that security line, and once they're through that security line with tickets we bought for them, with voucher packs we've given them, which is cash, basically, they're on their own. We don't track them. We're done. Okay? And that was happening by the hundreds with every flight. They actually had them in a priority lane. So I call it catch, release, and frequent flyer miles now. Then I go to Del Rio, Texas, and I'm literally on the border a half an hour with the sheriff. I find a Haiti passport, a Cuba ID card, plane tickets from Medellin, Colombia to Mexico City, bus tickets from, I mean, with my own eyes. And I got the actual documents in my possession. One guy, 15 minutes, I showed him on Newsmax last week, and Daily Mail took pictures of them, so they'll get some more media attention. What in the heck is going on here? This is like an invasion, and we're...
Yeah, instead of... It is an invasion, and it's an invasion that's been invited by this administration, and instead of spending money on plane trips back to their home country, this administration is spending taxpayer dollars to fly them farther into the United States. It's completely backwards. And it undermines our security in addition to completely giving the shaft to the poor people of this country in particular. And it's an amazing taxpayer burden.
Oh, and I mean, we have no idea. I have to think, since this politically is a loser for Democrats, that they know this can't continue forever. But clearly it is a full-on deception by the Biden administration. Here's one of the chilling things. When I was getting ready to do the Newsmax interview, this would have been, I guess, on Thursday night with Grant Stinchfield on Newsmax, and they wanted to see the actual documents. They were reviewing Biden's press conference earlier in the day. I'd not seen a lick of it because I was busy at the border. And so I got my summary there. And I hear Joe Biden saying, this is not a crisis. When we catch them, we put them back into their own country. We send them back. And I'm thinking, Joe Biden, you are lying through your teeth to the American people, because I know I can say that because of what I've just seen. So what's the game here, Ken? What's the game? What are they doing?
The game is they want these people in here. So look at what else they're doing right now. They're putting through two amnesty bills through Congress. They are also putting through a voting bill that will register to vote anyone, whether they're a citizen or not, who comes in contact with any of your state agencies. That's mandatory. And if you want to say, if you're a listener and you want to say, no state bureaucrat is going to do that, they also have a penalty, a felony, federal felony, for impairing, very vaguely worded, for impairing anyone's voter registration or their efforts to vote, et cetera. So they couple this incredible penalty with a mandatory system at the state level to sweep in all of these illegal voters. This is not an accident. This is a long-term plan for votes. That's what this is.
Yeah, so our next
and
guest...
they're willing to tolerate the humanitarian crisis that they've caused.
Ken, we are going to rely on you as an important voice. I know Senator Cramer wants you on his talk radio town hall soon to talk more about this, but I wanted listeners to have a little view of what the game is here. I appreciate you joining us today. I look forward to having you back, all right?
Yeah, good to be with you. Have a great day.
Ken Cuccinelli, who I first met as a candidate in Virginia, and now obviously in the position of having had all this knowledge in the Trump administration. Michelle Bachmann, former congresswoman, prayer warrior of the nth degree, was on a prayer call last night. I heard about it from a friend who said, you know what, the border and all these other distractions are just that, a distraction. The voting bill, HB1, is what you need to worry about. So Ken just told us what's happening. Now Michelle can tell us why we ought to focus solely, 100%, on HB1. Nice to have you back, my dear friend. How are you?
It's great to be back. I've taken multiple official travel trips down to the border, and what you described and what you saw this weekend has been going on for years. It's only intensified. So this is extremely important, and I don't mean in any way, Scott, to downplay the importance of what's happening at the border, because all of these demographic numbers changes the United States forever, and it's a tie-in because the only reason that Joe Biden has completely opened up the southern border, letting literally anyone from the world come in from across the border, is because he wants to flip Texas. He wants Texas to go blue forever because he knows once Texas votes Democrat, then that's it. It's over. There will never again be another Republican for president. This is naked political advantage. That's all it is. But another act that is naked political advantage is the bill known as HR1. It's already passed through the House of Representatives. Joe Biden said that he will sign it. So the only hoop left is to get through the Senate. This coming Wednesday morning at 10 a.m. in the Russell Building, Senator Amy Klobuchar will chair the committee of the Rules Committee for the very first step to get H.R. 1 through. What does H.R. 1 and S.1 do? It puts a hammerlock on voting so that forever and ever, the party that's in power now in Washington, D.C., Democrats run the House, the Senate, and the White House. They run the whole table. They want to ensure that they are cemented in as the only party in the future. There will never again be competitive elections.
If that doesn't put a chill up your spine, I don't know what will. More with Michelle Bachmann after this short break. You need to know the story. Nothing is more important, folks. Stay tuned.
It's spring again, and that foundation crack, that seeping water, that bowing wall is still there. But it's not too late. At Precision Concrete Cutters, Ramjack North, we've got you covered.
Don't let those problems continue through another spring. Your complete foundation experts are here to help. Call 701-280-7038. That's 7038. Or for a free estimate and to learn more, go to pccnd.com. That's pccnd.com.
Communities across North Dakota can see big possibilities for education, infrastructure, conservation, and more. The state's oil and natural gas industry is giving us the resources necessary to make them happen. It not only supports local businesses and good-paying jobs, it invests in our communities, and it contributes $2 billion annually in state taxes that fund important infrastructure and improves lives. North Dakota Oil and Natural Gas, advancing the possibilities. Brought to you by the North Dakota Petroleum Foundation.
Keeping family traditions alive and keeping mom and dad safe at home is more important than ever. Northland Pace is here to help make that a reality. Northland Pace is fully open in all locations, including their new location in Fargo. Pace is a Medicare and Medicaid approved program that promotes living independently at home through the coordination of all health services. As your loved ones' needs change, their services are here to meet those needs. So keep them at home as long and as safely as possible. Visit northlandpace.com.
All day, every day at PetroServe USA or Valley Dairy Stores. A good time to stop in for anything from home cooking and grab-and-go convenience to specials like any fresh-baked muffin for 99 cents Monday, two fresh-baked cookies, buy one, get one Wednesdays. Any size phone pop, 79 cents Thursday, or personal pepperoni pizza with cheesy or garlic bread, $5.99 Fridays at a PetroServe USA near you, plus three Red Bull 16-ounce cans, just $7.50. PetroServe USA, Valley Dairy. Tell them Scott sent you.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
What's on your mind, powered by Schwann Buick GMC.com. See it, reserve it, Saturday, 4 p.m. Central, 3 Mountain, the GMC Hummer EV SUV. But, of course, you don't have to wait to get into some new wheels, up to 22% below MSRP on 2020 Buick SUV models. And 2021 GMC Sierra 1500 crew cab models, a $5,500 purchase allowance. Get all the details and more info at SchwannBuickGMC.com.
I have some texts pouring in and also some calls. If you have a question or comment for Michelle Bachman, we'll get you in here before we let her go at 800-228-0550. Text me at 701-367-2054 or Todd at 701-226-8503. If we don't get you in live on the show, we'll get you in the After the Show show, our Leftovers edition. After the program, we're going to focus on two things, the Derek Chauvin trial, because now we're hearing from the defense. I want you to hear some of that. We heard from the prosecution earlier. And I also want your answer to the question, what you've heard from Michelle Bachmann today about H.R. 1 and what will happen later this week in the United States Senate Rules Committee, chaired by Amy Klobuchar, should disturb you to your core. That's not enough. What are you going to do about it? What will your part be in it? At a bare minimum, every listener of ours in Minnesota should be calling this telephone number today. 701-224-3244. Or go to her website, Amy Klobuchar's website, and you can easily email her. Did I say 701? Sorry.
Yeah.
202-224-3244. It's not North Dakota, it's D.C. Thank you, Kevin, for that catch.
202-224-3244. Got it.
Okay?
I'm calling her. She is my senator.
She is, and you ought to call and say, hey,
oh, I am.
Defeat H.R. 1. What message would you say should be best delivered? You've been a member of Congress from Minnesota. Somebody calls, says, I'm concerned about this. What's the, for lack of a better term, the message we want Amy Klobuchar to get, Michelle?
What we want her to get is that the American people aren't going to stand for institutionalizing voter fraud. That's simply what H.R. 1 is. We had a conference, and I want to encourage everyone to go to regent.edu/election integrity. Regent.edu/election integrity. We've got a one-hour message on H.R. 1 that is so fabulous. You'll hear some of the top people who will tell you it's the worst piece of election, worst piece of legislation that they've ever heard. But for all of you who care about pro-life, guns, immigration, every other issue, just realize we will be able to do nothing about those issues we passionately care about if this selfish, self-centered Democrat Party institutionalizes themselves forever, because we will never, ever be able to vote them out of office. Everything that you're seeing right now, gas prices jacking up because of canceling these pipelines, we will never be able to get these people out of office because this is their insurance policy that they stay in power forever. This has happened in Moscow. It's happened in Havana. It's happened in Venezuela. It happened at the Palestinian Authority. They ensure they change the election law so that they never lose. So go to regent.edu/election integrity. We have all the information, but this is it. This is the coup. This is a hostile takeover of our government by selfish, self-centered politicians. That's what this is. An unauthorized political takeover of our nation. And I'm a dean of a school of government. I'm a former member of Congress. This is the worst thing that's ever happened to the United States. They want to make sure they can keep doing things like this border going forward, and the American people will be able to do nothing about it because all of our elections from here on out will be rigged for voter fraud.
And by the way, we'll have all this on our Facebook page. I'll put Amy Klobuchar's numbers up, too. So you can call. I think that will make a difference, at least so she knows what's going on. Email if you want to be a little more lengthy. But if I would call, I'd just say, hey, follow the Constitution, defeat House Resolution 1. I mean, H.R. 1. It's un-American. There's no way you could say that jives with the Constitution. And, you know, I'd like to believe if it passed, there would be constitutional challenges to it and they'd win. I don't know whether to trust the courts anymore because, you know, our election was very obviously corrupted, and no challenge to date has worked there. What is our hope that this is America, we're different, that people will rise up? What hope can I anchor to that as much as they're going to try, this will not succeed in America? What is that, Michelle?
Well, that's right. And the other thing is, right now, they're trying to make sure that we're distracted by all of these other issues. We need to send an avalanche of messages that H.R. 1 cannot pass. I went on the government tracking site last night. It said there's an 87% chance that this bill passes. Already passed the House. President Biden will sign it. And it's now getting its first hearing this week in the U.S. Senate. I'm telling you, they want this as their number one priority, because then once this passes, They literally have a license to do anything they want in the United States because they'll never lose another election at the White House, the Senate, or the House. This is it. We're watching every part of our economy be under attack, the morality being under attack, but I'm telling you, this is it. This is the keys to the kingdom for the Democrat Party. We have to defeat it. That's why you can get all the information you need at regent.edu/election integrity. And we've got to overwhelm these offices, Senate offices, congressional offices, saying you will not pass this H.R. 1. You will not take away my right to vote because your vote matters. And what these lazy, selfish politicians are doing is stealing your right to vote.
You bet they
are. Letting all these
letting
illegal aliens in and stealing your vote.
Go watch it, folks. We have links on all of our social media. God bless you, Michelle.
You don't need an illness to need a doctor. You don't need to feel sick to feel better. You don't need to be unwell to get well. What you do need is a primary care physician or provider at Sanford Health. Better health care starts with regular wellness visits and a familiar face who knows you, your concerns, and your goals. We're here before you need us. We're here when you need us. We're here after you need us. We're here for you. Find your primary care physician or provider at sanfordhealth.org today.
Spring is right around the corner. Are you prepared to meet your lawn's needs? Swanson Equipment offers an entire lineup of Toro residential and commercial mowers, built on a tradition of quality, long-lasting products and innovative features to make your mowing experience and caring for your lawn easier. Stop into any of our three Swanson locations today and experience the lawn-dominating power and durability of Toro. Online at swansonequipment.com.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.